You're listening to The Catholics Next Door with Greg and Jennifer Willits on the Catholic Channel, Sirius XM 129.
And thanks for joining us here today on The Catholics Next Door with Greg and Jennifer Willits here on the Catholic Channel, Sirius XM 129, and as always on your Sirius XM smartphone applications. You know, we're talking again at the beginning of this year of trying to figure out what are our spiritual resolutions for the new year, for 2012. How am I going to improve myself this year spiritually? How am I going to grow closer to God this year? And how am I going to help others to also grow closer to God? Well, one resource that you're going to want to know about is one put together by our next guest. He and his wife have put together a new website called CatholicFamilyNight.com. It's a fun and simple way of helping to bring the Sunday Mass readings alive for both you as well as for your children. Jeff Cavins is the director of the Archbishop Harry J. Flynn Catechetical Institute based in St. Paul, Minnesota, and along with Dr. Tim Gray, he is the co-author of Walking with God, A Journey Through the Bible. And over the past several years, Jeff has dedicated his life to developing the Great Adventure, which is an extremely useful and practical interactive Bible study system that enables students to understand the chronological flow of Scripture. And he's joining us today to talk about Catholic Family Night. You can find it at CatholicFamilyNight.com. Welcome once again to the Catholics Next Door. It's Jeff Cavins. Hey, Jeff, welcome to the program.
Thank you. Good to be with you, Greg.
So, Jeff, first off, Happy New Year to you. Merry Christmas. I hope you had a fantastic season with your family. Now, you've got three daughters, correct?
I do. I have one who's married and a grandson comes along with that. And I have two younger ones, a 13-year-old and a 14-year-old.
All right. So still, you're still in the throes of raising children and helping them to grow in the faith. And you, with 13 and 14-year-olds, so we're kind of in the same boat there because we have a 14-year-old, we have a 12-year-old. Do you get the eye rolls in your family when you talk about wanting to share the faith and talk about things related to our faith?
No, my children walk about 6 inches off the ground with this look in their face like the beatific vision.
Man.
No,
gotta move to Minnesota.
I think I heard both of you laughing on that one. Yes, I do get them. You know what I call it? I call it a neurological, theological disorder. And that is, anytime I mention anything about God, I get this sudden limp body and these eyes roll back and their voice changes into, oh, Dad, you know, that kind of a thing. So, yeah, it has afflicted our home. We've had the kids diagnosed and we know what the remedy is.
Well,
now, why do you think that is? Why do our children so often give us, the parents, that reaction and that response whenever we want to try to share something as beautiful and vibrant as our faith?
Well, you know, Jennifer, I think it's just immaturity. I think they're children, and they have a certain idea of what is cool. You know, and I realized that about 7 or 8 years ago, somehow, some way, I lost my cool, and my kids didn't think I was cool anymore. But I think that that's part of it, but I also think that there's this natural flesh about us, this carnal state that we're in that sort of pushes back against those things that really we're called to. It's kind of like pushing away from the one that really loves you. And as parents, it's just a time where we have to kind of keep a straight face and continue to lead them and guide them, knowing that one day these seeds that we plant are going to take root. As Paul said, you know, one plants, another waters, but ultimately God is the one that's going to cause the increase.
Speaking now with Jeff Cavins here on the Catholics Next Door with Greg and Jennifer Willits. All right, so Jeff, you and your wife Emily then created something called Catholic Family Night. Was this the remedy that you were hoping for?
Well, it's one of several things that we try to do with our family, and that is we created a family night. We knew that, you know, in our culture today, when it comes to forming our children, we have the responsibility as parents. We're the chief catechists, but we also know that we're up against a lot of popular formators on television, radio, music, and that we need to, as parents, take some time during the week out of their schedule, and we need to just talk to them about their faith and about what it means to be a Christian in today's world. And so we created an opportunity to gather around the weekly gospel as a family and to talk about that gospel reading and to have some discussion about it. We bring in a little bit of a quiz, some catechism connection. We even have a snack involved with every single lesson. And as a result of it, they really get a taste of the gospel readings throughout the entire year.
Now, is there a certain day of the week that you think this will work best? I mean, is like Friday night an opportune time to gather the family and the kids around to have this kind of time to be spending with the gospel that you'll be hearing in Mass that coming up weekend?
Well, Jennifer, we have found that Sunday works the best for us, and we discuss it. We typically will discuss it on Sunday night. And it seems like it's one of the only times during the week where we can really all gather and kind of calibrate as a family and get ready for the week. And so that works for us. Occasionally, we've come together on Saturday.
Hmm. And so would the goal then be to focus on the gospel that's still in the future, in the immediate future, or just to focus on the gospel more that what you just heard that weekend?
You bring up a good point. You could go either way, really.
Okay.
You can anticipate the gospel and discuss it, or you can reflect back on what you heard earlier that day and discuss it. And for us, it's worked out best to talk about what we heard that morning.
Well, let's talk about the impetus of this. How did this get started? Was there a moment where you and your wife Emily decided, you know what,
We got to do something.
I mean, how did the whole idea of CatholicFamilyNight.com start?
Well, it's related to something that happened yesterday, Greg, and I don't even know if Jennifer knows this, but Jennifer, you're married to quite a guy there, because yesterday I was tweeting Greg, and I wanted to talk to
him. You were tweeting my husband?
I was tweeting your husband, and he tweeted back and said, "I'm on a date with my wife."
So oh, that was you.
I took second place yesterday. I'll be happy to tell you that. But it has something to do with why the two of you went on a date, and that is that your schedule gets so busy that when you're first going out together, don't you remember you spent every moment together, and you thought, wow, just think, we're going to get married someday, and just think, we will have every moment together for the rest of our lives. And then you get married, and then you have kids, and you have to do what? You go back to before you were married. You say, we need a date. We just need some time to get together. And that's what happens in our families, too, where we're so busy, soccer practice, you know, dance practice, all these different things, where finally we throw up a big time out and say, we need some time as a family just to get together and talk. And that's really where this came out of. And Catholic Family Night developed out of that. And, of course, I spend a lot of my time teaching the Bible, and I thought we need to have an opportunity to really sit down and talk about this as a family.
Okay, Jess, so I can see how that those natural circumstances in your personal life there with your family, your kids, sort of created this response that you and Emily took to sort of resolve that and to not let your quickly developing child's life to just all of a sudden they're just adults and gone. And what did you do? Did you catechize them enough? Now, how does the website help other families then? Is it, what resources are on the website that
sure.
can help aid and guide us to create a new tradition in our own family units?
Well, thank you for asking. What we have prepared, Jennifer, is, the church has three cycles of readings, A, B, and C. We have prepared a special lesson for every Sunday throughout the cycle. And what we have provided is an opportunity for people to get a hold of this Catholic Family Night. It's relatively inexpensive. It's about, I think, $20 a year, where they can download a PDF of every lesson for the year for the family. And you can make as many copies as you want. You do whatever you want with it as far as making copies. And it gives everybody a hard copy of a plan for that week on the reading and the family activity, the catechism connection, a quiz, a saintly example every week of that gospel reading, discussion questions, and of course the kids love it, a snack. Plus we give you all the prayers and some suggestions on how to have a family night as a Catholic family. And all of that is provided right there on CatholicFamilyNight.com.
So what has your experience been then, Jeff, with your own daughters, including your older married daughter? What has been their experience with, have they developed a greater appreciation for the Mass, a greater appreciation for the Scriptures?
Well, I think they have, Greg, in part due to Catholic Family Night, but also, you know, getting together and just talking once a week is not really what we're called to as parents. We're called to be parents 24/7. And so there's an awful lot of, you know, talking about life throughout the week that we engage the kids. And if your kids are like ours, they'll interpret a loving discussion as a lecture. But that's what we get, you know, from them sometimes is, oh, Dad, are we going to talk about that again? And we do. And that is my responsibility as a dad to talk to them about real life and what they're going through and what does the Scripture say about real living and what does the Church teach us about how to deal with real life situations.
Well, let's look at it this way, because I know a lot of people, and oftentimes myself included, Jeff, sometimes when I start looking at Scripture, that I'll start reading something and I'm not quite sure what I'm supposed to do with a particular part of Scripture, right out of the Mass even. Sometimes when I'm looking ahead at the Mass readings for Sunday, I'm just not quite sure what I'm supposed to do with these things. Mm-hmm. So now you have other parents who might be equally uncertain of how best to share Scripture with their kids. Maybe they feel like they're not the best Scripture scholars. How are those people who are not the best theologians and Scripture scholars supposed to turn around and help their kids to have a better understanding and appreciation of Scripture?
Well, I think that most parents feel that way, Greg. They feel like they're not the best catechists, and what do they know? And as a result of that, they oftentimes will back off and they don't do anything. And we don't need to be afraid of that. We need to embrace our role as parents. We do have a responsibility. We're the chief catechist, and we will stand before God one day and we'll give an account of how we raised our kids. Catholic Family Night is simply a tool to help people. It's kind of like railroad tracks for the train. It helps you in that 25-minute period or so with your family to go down a particular path to discuss a particular Scripture. And it's kind of like a wind-em-up type of study. You don't have to have a lot of background, and you don't have to have a lot of education when it comes to catechesis, anything like that. You just have to have a willing heart to engage your children. The most important thing that I have realized is they recognize authenticity and sincerity. They know if it's just something that we're doing, or does Dad really care about me? Does he really care about me? And, you know, you asked about my older daughter, who's now 27. When she was a junior in high school, Greg and Jennifer, she had an assignment, and that was, what was your favorite time with your dad growing up? And you know what she put down? Hmm. She put down the times when I took her aside and started to talk to her about life. She said, in retrospect, those were the favorite times of my life.
Hmm. It's that quality time together. And I love how you and your wife had lovingly put together this program, CatholicFamilyNight.com, for other families to also have the spiritual benefits of doing something like this with their kids.
Now, Jeff, looking at the other things you've done, The Great Adventure, A Journey Through the Bible, that's something else that for those parents, I feel like that if they don't have the greatest foundation in terms of Scripture study, that's something else that they can also look at. For people who are not familiar with, and I can't imagine that there are many these days, but for those who are listening that are not familiar with The Great Adventure, tell us about that.
Well, The Great Adventure, A Journey Through the Bible, is a Bible study that approaches the Bible not as a book, but as an adventure, and that within the 73 books of the Catholic Bible, there's a story being told. There's a narrative. And what we have found is that many people want to read the Bible, but they become very confused when they start at Genesis, and then they attempt to read to Revelation, hoping that, wow, this is going to be like a great story, you know, like Gone with the Wind or something. And usually they start off in January, but right about March they quit, because they're in Leviticus, and they've lost the story. They've lost the narrative. So what we've done is we put together a chart that divides up the entire Bible into 12 periods, and then we show you which books out of the 73 to read to keep that story going. And so we can get people up and going very quickly in Scripture, reading the story, reading the narrative, this plan of sheer goodness. And then we'll show you, once you know those 14 books, we'll show you where the other 59 fit right in their place within that chart that has 12 periods. And so we take people that have never read the Bible much at all in their life, And literally within just a couple of weeks, they can start walking you through the entire Bible. And that's really the starting point to knowing God's plan of shared goodness as parents.
Now, we're looking over at your website again. We're speaking with Jeff Cavins, the creator of Catholic Family Night, along with his wife, Emily. But you've got, I see a pretty link over here for Great Adventure Kids. So tell us about how there's, I guess, like a kid-sized version for of the Great Adventure Bible series that you just described. How does the one for kids work?
Well, the in some cases, better.
Can I have that one?
Yeah, I was about to say, is it overly embarrassing? Should adults choose to use that for themselves?
Well, you know, what this is, it's called our Great Adventure Kids Pack, and it has a coloring book with some big, beautiful pictures for every period of salvation history on our chart. It also has a children's Bible timeline chart, a bookmark, prayer beads, and the thing that I'm most excited about is it has a card game set with six games like Go Fish and Hearts, where you can learn the entire Bible as a family. But I got to give the parents a tip. What we're finding out is that a lot of parents will get the card game. They don't tell their kids about it for 2 or 3 weeks because when the kids go to bed, the parents are playing this game just to get good before they introduce their kids. But coming up on this year, hopefully, we don't have a date set exactly, but we're hoping this year we're going to be introducing the 24-week Great Adventure for Kids, the entire learning system for three different grade levels.
Wow. Speaking right now with Jeff Cavins, and in addition to CatholicFamilyNight.com, you can go to BibleStudyForCatholics.com to find out more about the Great Adventure series, both for adults as well as for kids. And that's, again, BibleStudyForCatholics.com.
Well, Jeff, getting back to your Catholic Family Night website and the lesson plans that are for sale, or that's available to purchase. I believe you said it was $20 to purchase right. That for the entire liturgical cycle for in our faith. And I guess what I'm curious about is how are the children sort of participating in Catholic Family Night so that they don't feel like it's just another, like you mentioned, a parent lecture night where the parents say, all right, sit down. We're going to, you know, shove more Catholicism down your throat. But how do the kids feel like, oh, this is where they do the following activities? Could you talk about that aspect a little?
Sure. Well, number one is that we try to make it short. You know, a lot of times our family night is 15 to 20 minutes, something like that. We don't want to drag this out because you're right, kids don't have the attention span that adults do. One of the other things that we do is try to make it fun. We ask questions. We also involve the kids in making the snack. For example, on January 8th, Epiphany Sunday, the snack is to make an ethnic treat like egg rolls, nachos, or baklava. Think of that country as you eat and remember that the country is part of God's plan to be included in God's family. So we give the kids a choice oftentimes in what they want to do. And as they're creating, in this case, there's some egg rolls that they're going to be making or nachos, they will start to talk a little bit about that country and remember the fact that God's family is bigger than just our own parish. So we also involve them in the prayer. The prayers are written out, and we will ask one of the kids to close in prayer for us and take turns. So they are involved, and it is quick. And here's one thing we try to do afterwards. Sometimes we will try to maybe watch a movie or go do something fun right after family night, just to attach something fun with this 15 or 20-minute exercise as a family.
And it's a parent's way of saying, thank you, kids, for participating in the following tradition. Let's go do something outside now.
Right, right.
All right, Jeff, I got to ask you something geeky before we let you go here. And again, we're speaking with Jeff Cavins from jeffcavins.com, CatholicFamilyNight.com. You know, with the Great Adventure series, with it being so successful already, you still have some holdouts that maybe just wish that they had something a little bit more portable, something that they could put into their hands. Any plans for like an iPad application, a mobile app of some sort? Is that going to be coming anytime soon?
Well, we are working on one right now. And we're really excited about it, and we think that we have put together some things that are going to make studying the Bible not only portable, as you mentioned, but really applicable to daily living. and I think people are going to be excited about it. We don't have a release date on it, but rest assured, we are working on that right now. As I know, you guys are constantly working on things like this.
Yeah, sometimes I wish we could stop, but so Jeff, one more. I know that I said that was the last question. I'm going to throw another one at you. We were talking earlier on the program about New Year's resolutions and spiritual resolutions in particular.
Right.
And talking about ways that we can grow in our understanding of our faith, grow in our understanding of Scripture. And one listener to the program called in and suggested, you know, very simple thing of just reading the daily Mass readings.
Mm-hmm.
Here, you know, you're someone that a lot of people look up to with the Great Adventure Bible Study series, as someone who understands Scripture very well. What is your daily Scripture reading like? Or maybe even not daily. What is your ongoing regular Scripture study like for Jeff Cavins?
Sure. Well, I kind of drink my own medicine, and that is that I really believe that people should be reading through the Bible as a narrative constantly. Pope John Paul II read John, I believe, the Gospel of John every month, and I enjoy reading those 14 narrative books that keep that story fresh in my heart. I've had people ask me, they'll say, well, when you teach, you oftentimes just quote the Bible. How do you do that? Well, if you read it, a lot, it just becomes a part of you after a while. So I will read those 14 narrative books of the Great Adventure, and I will also throw in one of the other 59 books as I go through it, maybe a couple of them, maybe some Psalms or a prophet, just to read them in their context.
How much are you reading on a daily basis, though?
Four chapters.
Really? Okay, so just keep plugging through four chapters. Now, for the Great Adventure, I know I keep adding questions onto my last question, but for the Great Adventure, going through those 14 books, you know, not everyone has a parish that's going to have this program available. Is this available just in the family, just at home, just on your own, for that one individual who hears you talking about this 14 narrative books and wants to know more about it? What can that one person do?
Well, they can take advantage of either the 24-week study, the DVD study, or the audio in 24 weeks, or we have an 8-week quick journey that families can go through rather quickly to go through the entire Bible. And that's at BibleStudyForCatholics.com.
All right, BibleStudyForCatholics.com. Jeff Cavins, always a pleasure having you on the program. Need to do it more often, sir.
We do need to get together, and then we will tweet later.
Yeah, there we go.
There you go.
When I'm not on a date with my wife. All that tweeting. Jeff.
Fine, I'm just going to tweet Emily or something.
There you go.
She can give me that baklava recipe so I can make it.
Jeff, great talking to you. Talk to you again very soon.
You too. God bless you guys.
All right.
Still
bless.
More Ed here on the Catholics Next Door. You're hanging out with us, Greg and Jennifer Willits.
Right here on the Catholic Channel, Sirius XM 129.